Look in both directions around the ridge above and behind you. Not knowing where all the Patriots are, or how many, more Tories are rushing to extend the line you are in. Unlike regular armies, militia are not well-drilled or organized, so men rush into line wherever they see fit, leaving clumps of people and gaps in both armies. Soon, though, the Tory line begins to curl along both sides of the ridge into a U-shape, with the bottom of the U facing the direction of the first horse attack. It would have snaked back uphill from you along the sharp edge you passed on your right when you first walked down the sidewalk behind the monuments. A Patriot officer wrote later, "In some places they were crowded together in each other's way. In other places there were none. As the rear came up, they occupied those places, and the line gradually extending, the action became general and obstinate on both sides." Look back down toward the stream. The Whig infantry begin rushing up the hill here and around the corner to the right without a good formation. The Tories pour random fire into them and the Whigs fall back. Officers are yelling at them, trying to form them into a good line. Hearing this, the Tories decide to charge. Maybe officers yell for them too, or maybe some just take off and others follow. Everyone around you runs downhill, attempting to break the Patriots up. Not having bayonets or wanting direct combat, they likely pull up when they can see the enemy through the mist, maybe halfway down the hill. For about an hour, the two sides continue firing at each other as the fog lifts. Finally, the Tory officers decide to pull back. They yell orders, and the line retires up the hill past you and over the summit. The Patriots, encouraged by this, follow them up past you, but the relatively sharp ridge line give the Tories cover while the Whigs are exposed to their fire. Turn around and imagine seeing at the top of the ridge only heads, shoulders, and, pointed at you, muskets. The Whigs fall back downhill and take cover behind the bushes at the edge of the swamp. Some sources say these are around a glade, but more likely they are along the stream, and the glade refers to the flat where another stream comes in near the intersection of Battleground and Lawing. Encouraged, the Tories attack back down the hill again, and the continuous exchange of fire renews. However, another Whig company under Captain William Hardin enters the field out of sight to your right. It forms a line and concentrates fire on the right flank of the Tory line on the far west end of the hill described below. Also out of sight of you, on the other side of the ridge behind you, another set of Patriots have moved around to the north, as we'll see later. Pressed on three sides, the Tories fight back, and the battle dissolves into a hand-to-hand melee all around you. Neighbors knowingly attack neighbors. In at least two cases, one brother purposely kills another. There are no uniforms, and the only markings separating the two sides are pine twigs in their hatbands for the Tories and bits of white paper for the Whigs. It's likely some people killed others from their own sides, and as the smoke would blow off from time to time, they would recognize each other, one participant said. 55 years later, Christian Reinhardt's 17-year-old grandson Wallace wrote down stories he had heard from his family and Patriot scout Adam Reap. According to him, Reap and a Tory who had offended him in days past spotted each other and raised their guns. The Tory got off a shot first, but hit Reap's bullet pouch, breaking it, but sparing him. Reap was able to reload first and killed the Tory. Reap claimed to have killed several Tories while suffering only a bruise. During the hand-to-hand fighting, Reap claimed he spotted three Tories heading toward Locke. He knocked one down and clubbed another with his rifle, apparently breaking the stock off. The third hit him hard on the shoulder, but Reap's brother killed that man. 17-year-old Nicholas Hafner was clubbing at everyone. Reap intervened, and Hafner supposedly said, "By damn, them fellows has lost them pine tops from their hats, and I can't tell which is which or who is who." A 12-year-old boy followed the Patriots to watch the battle and climbed a tree at the base of the hill. He tried to hide it behind the trunk when bullets began flying, but was hit and fell, two fingers gone. Lieutenant Samuel Patton arrived with Rutherford just after the battle. He later reported, "The battlefield was a terrible sight. There was bodies strewn about the hill which was soaked in blood." It was clear to him that men had clubbed at each other with their guns. Telling which side the bodies had been on was near impossible. Those that could be separated told a story. "Our Patriot militia mostly wore a white paper in his hat, which weren't a good idea as it made a good target for the Tories. There was several boys shot straight in the head through their hats." Falls had been his captain in a battle in South Carolina. "I knelt down beside him, and I just had to cry seeing him there like that." Follow the instructions under "A sharpshooter downs an officer," and then click its audio clip.